I think being comfortable with yourself helps people be comfortable with themselves. And like, if they see me walking around looking all ugly and shit naked, so they're like, ah, well, if he can do that, then I'm not half bad. So, and then I like to pay attention, see what they're into, see what they're not into.
That's good.
Communication, man.
Without, everything.
Yeah, you just gotta like talk and look at, watch pattern, like it's pattern recognition, stuff right? like that. Figure out what feels good to you and repeat that.
Have you ever been with women who don't know?
Oh my God. It's like banging a puppy. They're what all over doing? The place. Like, it's like, they go to, they're bouncing on you this way, and then boom, and they're over here this way. It's like scatterbrain. You're right. Like, yo, pick a rhythm, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's like these new DJs are like, hey, you like that song there? Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another one. Like, get to the chorus. You know, like, just, yo, hit a groove.
Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. This is Dr. Emily, and on today's show, I'm joined by radio host of The All Out Show on SiriusXM Shade 45, Rude Jude. We're talking about communication and making sex better, but like, you know, in a funny, cool way, not a regular way. Plus, I'm answering your emails. Topics include, so as you get older, the way you date changes, and it's actually a good thing. How relationships have changed now that social media is in the mix, and it's not all positive. The interesting new sex trend that combines spelling with being on top. So you accidentally pass some gas during sex and now you're traumatized. Come on, is it really that big of a deal? Plus ways you and your partner can play around positions to find the angles with the most pleasure. All this and more. Thanks for listening. Day.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend? Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, that feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, you can check out sexwithemily.com. We've got a bunch of things there to help you better sex and relationships. You can find me on SiriusXM. It's Channel Stars 109, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific. And you can call into the show, even if you don't have Sirius, 888-947-8277, or you can get a 30-day trial at sexwithemily.com/SXM. Find us on all social media. It's at sexwithemily across the board. All right, guys, hope you enjoy the There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread, so here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Show. I'm very excited that Rude Jude is here. If you don't know, there's more. Hi, Jude.
Well, thanks for having me.
Jude Angelini.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Better known as Rude Jude, host of SiriusXM's The All Out Show on Shade 45, 1 to 4 p.m. Pacific. He's a Pontiac, Michigan native who first met Eminem at a rave in Detroit back in 2000. That would have been fucking fun in 2000. That was a good time to be raving.
It was, we had a really good scene back in Detroit back then. I was very lucky.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Literally, you could go to like some hip hop show where someone got signed and then go see the White Stripes the next night and end up at a rave, break the day.
Yeah, see, I love the White Stripes. I love all that.
Front leg sandwich.
I love two suit calf sandwich. It was fun. Yep. How long have you been on Shade 45 now?
This will be 15 years.
Wow.
Yep. The golden handcuffs.
But really, dude, it's been 3 hours a day. You just go in and just do it.
Yeah.
Do you prep?
Nope.
Nothing. You just show up like, Mike's on. Oh, hey. Because I heard the other day, I was listening. You're like, some people prep. I don't.
Yeah. Everything that made me bad at school makes me good at radio.
I kind of feel that way too. Right? I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, there's something for everybody.
It's true though.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like when you're on the radio, it's like for me, it's like the most focused I am and the most, I think, articulate and linear I am. In other parts of my life, I might be less so.
I agree. Yeah. And look, I wrote a couple books and
Let's talk about that.
Well, because I did radio. Whenever I'm doing radio, there's something in the back of my head that's like, nobody wants to hear that damn thing. Shut up. So it's like I try to be as like concise as possible. So doing the radio show helped my writing. I just try to, with conciseness.
You Hummingbird and Hyena.
Yeah.
I have Hyena. I have it because when I was on your show years ago, I downloaded it. I have the audiobook.
Dang.
I know.
You know, I read it, so.
I know. I know the whole thing. I hear this.
But yet I still scared you.
It did scare me because... We're just not used to
it. I thought
she
was 3 hours of that.
She literally jumped higher than I've ever seen you jump.
I'm like, Rude, feel free to jump in. And then he talks and I jumped.
I was like,
your
sorry.
Voice is so distinct, though. It's it's good, though. Little, I like it.
It's a mix of acid reflux and smoking. Thank you very much.
I don't know. It works for you, babe. Whatever. You got it all going on.
I quit. Are you writing the sweet spot?
See, I want to write books, too. So this helped you because I've got another book in me and it just hasn't come out yet. And I'm like, I'm talking 10 hours a week, 13 hours a week. But I guess it could help my writing. I just write what I'm saying.
Yeah. Down. And then just read it and be like, get rid of the nonsense. Just so it's super tight.
What if it's a lot of nonsense?
And then you shouldn't write that.
Right. Okay.
and you keep that to yourself.
All right. Okay. Are you writing another book?
No.
All right. It's hard, right? It's a labor of love.
It is.
But I also heard you have a weed strain named Hyena after your book.
Yep.
Or was that your nickname or something, Hyena?
No. I came up with the name of Hyena. I was going to name the show Desperado. I was going to name a book like Desperado or something like that because I like that Eagle song. But
Desperado.
Yeah,
I love that song too.
It's the story of my damn life. So I was just like, but I was like, that's corny. I can't do that. And I was really high on ketamine and I have a picture of a hyena on the wall and I'm like, I'm naming it Hyena.
Right. And it stuck.
That's the name.
Everyone's doing ketamine now.
I feel like. Yeah, I'm off that shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yeah, ketamine. Ketamine's great, but
what are you on now? Then not like at this moment, like, or maybe
I'm sober. But when I like to go, I like GHB, ecstasy, and acid.
Yeah,
and mushrooms.
Yeah, same.
I like shit that makes me tingle.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Got it. I hear you. I like that too, but not all those things. I like weed. If I can do anything.
I wish I could like weed.
You can't do weed anymore?
No, I'm all. I could do a whole gram of ketamine and be good. But if you just gave me two hits of weed, I'd be in that corner over there thinking about everything I hate about myself.
No.
I've been there.
Like, yeah.
But so when did you stop doing, when did you stop that?
Stop K?
Weed. No, weed.
Shoot. Like when I was, let's see, 17,
I got
arrested. So,
I just figured that was just your thing and you got the strain. So I thought we'd have a weed thing.
It's funny that people are like, how are you going to sell weed? Like some weed people are like, how are you going to sell weed and you don't even do weed? I'm like, yo, you think, the basketball player drives a Kia? You know what I mean? Like,
right. Exactly. So like, you would be like, I would trust you with any drug recommendation.
And, you come to my house, I got the nicest Coke that you can find.
Right.
Not even trampled on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, I got it. Good point. Okay,
best drugs.
I would believe that you would get good drugs.
You know how you say you're too old to be having bad sex? Like, just the same. Like, you're too old to be doing bad drugs.
Or bad sex. Yeah,
straight up.
Do you feel like you're having better sex now?
As I get older, yeah, it's really weird. It's weird. As I get older, I feel like I do have better sex.
What makes better sex for you?
Well, I think being comfortable with yourself helps people be comfortable with themselves. And like, if they see me walking around looking all ugly and shit naked, so they're like, ah, well, if he can do that, then I'm not half bad. So, and then I like to pay attention, see what they're into, see what they're not into.
That's good.
Communication, man.
Everything.
Yeah, you just gotta like talk and look at, watch pattern, like it's pattern recognition, stuff
right?
like that. Yeah.
You didn't know that when you were young. So we just had a bunch of calls. So you're in your, how old, 40s?
I'm 41.
41.
I'm just... had zero self-esteem, like it was, I found my self-esteem at the back of a woman's vagina, so like it was always right. I was always like a womanizer, so
right,
I learned some things.
So you were a womanizer until what point?
What's the 22nd of July?
Yeah.
still at it. Still womanizing. There he goes, womanizing again.
Well, you said that until you, well, maybe. Maybe was, you're never done. Can, are you once a womanizer, always a womanizer?
No, I don't think so. There's actually a woman that I see the most, but it's long distance.
Which means you don't really want to commit.
No, but like, no, it's weird. She was like, she knows how to get a feral dog. You know what I mean? Like, I'm feral. I've been single so long. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Like,
right.
So she's just very patient with me. She's not trying to,
She's not trying to box you in.
Yeah, she just, yeah. Cause
okay.
You do that to me, I'll freak out.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I get it. Same.
Ladies, if you get yourself like a male slut, just kind of like slowly bring them in, you know.
But I'm sure women tried to do that too in the past. We've all tried to tame it, not me. Many people have tried to tame a bad boy before.
Yeah.
Thinking that I'll be the one. Nodding. Like, I just couldn't take it because I was like, if someone doesn't treat me well, but for many of us, he's going to come around. Also had to be ready.
Yeah, it's like, look, if somebody tells you something, believe it. You know what I mean? Or watch their actions.
Yeah.
Just watch their actions.
It's the actions are louder than the words. He'll be like, no, I want to be with you, but he doesn't show up. He ghosts you for the millionth time.
Maybe. Yeah.
Right.
He's liking other chicks' pictures on Instagram. Like, what
about that?
I think that's bullshit. Maybe I'm old. But
no,
like,
no. Let's talk about it because that comes up all the time. Why is my boyfriend liking all these thirst traps on Instagram? If you're a guy, you should, and you have a girlfriend, you shouldn't like anyone else's photos.
I'll take it one step further. I don't think, like, if I'm in a relationship with a woman, I don't think she needs to be making new male friends.
Oh,
like
really?
And I won't make new. I got enough friends. What, like, this person better know, like, magic, be a wizard. You know, this chick better be a wizard for me to be friends with her.
So you're dating someone, and then she's like, oh, here's my new friend that I met the other night.
I'm like, how long have we been dating? Give me an idea. Like, I'm saying, like, if I've been with a woman for, like, a year or two, and she says, oh, this is my work husband, like, we're going to sit down and have a discussion right now.
Okay.
Like, Rick is not your work husband. You do not go to Applebee's with Rick.
Right.
Because Rick on the low is going to try to smash. Like, yeah. I know Rick. You know?
I have been Rick.
No, I haven't. Been, I'm Rick. Not. I'm not
but
Rick.
You know,
I'm
man.
Yeah.
You know men.
Rick's beta. I'm not like that.
Why do you think? You think that men and women can't be friends then?
I'm friends with a lot of women.
Okay.
I do think they can't be friends. But, like, here's the deal. Like, it's just the risk-reward ratio
right.
I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth putting your relationship on the line. So what, I can be friends with this new random fucking chick over here? Like,
yeah. Okay. So if they're, I get it. So do you have jealousy things when you date people, or is it more like people have been jealous with you?
I'm so turned off. It's hard to make me jealous because I probably am super sensitive, but I don't allow myself to be
to feel
open.
Right.
So
I get it.
I'm like, whatever. Whenever I meet a chick, it sounds awful, and it's funny that we're talking about sodomy. Whenever I meet a chick and she's got a friend that's like an old boy, male friend that I'm being introduced, I'll just be like, I figure, he probably banged her in the ass. That's how I just start with that, accept it, and then move forward.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's hard to meet their exes. You're saying, or if they got, or any guy, right?
No, yeah, any guy. Because to be quite fair, like 70% of the women that were friends with me, we slept with. Yeah. Right.
At some point. At one point or another.
Yeah, at one point in our lives. Because I don't like sleeping with lames. Like, I sleep with cool chicks. Right. You know?
So if you sleep, so you can be friends with people you've dated.
Yeah.
Exes, right.
Yeah. But I lay it out like this. I'm like, hey, I'm not looking for anything serious. I'm good at this, that, and the third. If that's what you're looking for, cool. If that's not what you're looking for, cool.
What are those things that you're good at?
Like, I'm good at listening. We can have good conversation. I'll bang you like I'm ugly. I'll try real hard.
Okay.
And, like, I'm perfect rebound. Like, I'm great rebound, Nick.
What was the third thing? Because we got to go back to banging like I'm ugly. Because we actually, before the show, we're talking about that. We like to be very politically correct on the show, but we're like, is it true that people aren't? Right, what were we saying?
Well, I was saying, because I just didn't realize this was a thing, but I was like, I've seen it. It's like, are pretty people allowed to be boring in bed? And apparently that's a thing, and I just never thought, like, I just think that's so selfish to not try.
Yeah, they say, like, oh, if he's really hot or he's banging a lot of chicks, it means he's not good in bed. Or women who are really pretty don't try hard. They don't try hard. They have to lie there and do nothing.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You don't want to make sweeping generalizations
right.
about
I mean,
everybody.
Of course,
like,
we don't.
There's always that unicorn, yeah.
Your joke is based on, like, an ugly guy, because Jillian wants to know, what does that mean? She messaged here. She didn't know what that meant by an ugly guy.
Feel lucky enough that you're in bed with this woman,
you're
so you're going to be
guy,
like...
you got to work harder.
Yeah, you're like...
She's like, that's so sad. She's not
it is. It sucks. I was the fat kid that didn't get girls. So right. I remember that feeling.
Right.
So
do you always feel like that then? Once you're the fat kid who doesn't get girls, do you always kind of feel like that kid? Or when did you get your esteem back?
I was just talking about this the other day. It was really hard. It was unfortunate for me and women for my first couple years having sex. I just devalued women, so if they rejected me, I wouldn't feel as bad.
And you could turn that. You were just shut down.
And it was easy for me to, because it was like, look what my mom does. Look what my mom allows to happen in the house. She allows a man to disrespect her. And I let nobody, there were no fathers in my neighborhood. So it was just like,
wow.
It was like, why should I respect a woman? They're not respecting themselves.
Right.
Like,
you saw your mom bring men home that were not healthy.
Man. I wrote in a book, I was like, you want to bang my mom? Dress up like a hobo and sit on a bus stop. She'll try to save you. Like, she just loves saving dudes. She's got that out of her system, but it was hard to watch growing up.
That's really hard. And you know other male role models. You know other models of relationships. So, of course, you would think that that's what you do.
Yeah.
To get women.
And then I had a daughter, and I was like, you know what? I wouldn't want anybody lying to my kid. So now I just am honest about what I want. And
it really helps being honest and saying, like, this is what I have capabilities. I'm fuck you like I'm ugly.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen. What was the thing?
Oh, and
thing?
I'll feed you afterwards.
Oh
that's the best cook? Part.
No, we can order Postmates.
Okay, got it.
Grubhub or whatever.
You will not leave here hungry. You can even take home the leftovers.
Yeah, and I don't believe in eating and then having sex. It just seems counterintuitive to me.
Eat after sex.
Yeah, do you eat a big ass meal before you play basketball?
No, I think we always talk about that. Just have, if you have a date night, whatever, have sex right before you go out.
It is like dessert.
I know.
Yeah, you like.
And then you're all happy. You're not under the tension at dinner. And if you go again, great bonus. But like,
thank you.
You already did it.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. Winner, sexy for dinner.
I'm too old. Yo, yeah, I've tried, like, the other day I tried that shit to eat after work, like, have sex
so
after
tired.
Work. Oh, yeah, I was, like, on top, like, this is Marge. Yeah, I'm not used to this. It's like, how you want to ride me? She's like, again? I'm like, yeah, please.
Your turn.
Yeah.
Speaking of riding, okay, I have a question for you. There's a new sex move that just went viral.
Okay.
Move. Okay, this is what it's called, the coconut.
The coconut.
The coconut riding sex move. And there's all these memes now. Ooh. I think it's kind of ridiculous. Literally just today.
Can someone show me it?
Yeah. Like, spelling coconut. You don't even see it though. Here's what
okay.
It's. Spelling coconut is the viral sex tip everyone's going nutty for, and it promises better orgasms. So apparently a woman in Kenya said if a woman spells coconut. First I thought that if a woman, she's supposed to spell coconut with her body, moving like a C, and then an O, and then an O, and then an N, and then a U.
Damn, bro. I'm going to be like, yo, is she having a seizure? Right. Like, straight up, yeah.
Yeah. So,
I get some smelling salts out there, like, you good, like, girl?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. First aid.
Yeah.
So all I love when a sex session goes viral, so down with that. But yeah. This is not really a sex tip. It's more like, people tell men when you're, or anyone who's going down on a woman, do the alphabet with your tongue. Have you heard that?
Yeah, and
that's
I
just
do
to
not
keep your fucking
that.
Tongue. Don't do that. Yeah. Pay attention. Women's, we will speak to you what we want. If you pay attention, like, all the signs are there. Like, you don't do the alphabet. And the same thing with coconut. First of all, what if you can't spell coconut?
Yeah.
But
you
also,
could probably bang good then.
Right. Bang like your duck, right?
Yeah.
There was all these
bang
funny
like
memes though.
Yeah.
When she started the the woman, he's like, there's some meme, and she's like, when she spells coconut with a K, and he's just like, dude, no more, get off me. But at first, I thought, when I was trying to be positive about it, I'm like, okay, well, it's better than if it's a word with like a bunch of I's, like Mississippi. So women are like, I gotta bounce up and down.
Oh,
women
think
you should bounce up and down on top.
No.
They shouldn't bounce up and down.
No siree, Bob.
So what I like is this shows move around in circles. However, the position was created for men's, like, it was, again, very men-centric. Like, your guy's gonna like it if you move like that. So it's just bullshit the whole thing.
You know what I think is, well, here's the deal, too. Like, you were talking about not being able to orgasm.
Yeah.
And it's very hard for a woman to orgasm.
During intercourse.
During, yeah.
Or penetration.
During, coitus.
Coitus.
If you will. If you're on top and the man's penis is hard, he's enjoying himself. Like, do not worry about it. Do things that feel good to you.
Okay. So like, women trip up on it.
That will help you achieve an orgasm easier. Like, quit. Don't worry about, like, yo, is his dick
hard?
He's
fine, right?
Yeah, he's... because that's a reward for me. Like, I get to, like...
I get to look at you.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. Like, right. Yeah, you're like... You know,
but women worry, younger women. All women worry about top, what to do. So they bounce up and down like in porn.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
whatever, does that feel good to you, then do it. But
right.
Like, figure out what feels good to you and repeat that.
What if, have you ever been with women who don't know?
Oh my God. It's like banging a puppy. They're all over the place. Like, it's like, they go, they're bouncing on you this way. And then boom, and they're over here this way. It's like scatterbrain. You're
right.
Like, yo, pick a rhythm, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's like these new DJs. They're like, hey, you like that song there? Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another one. Like, get to the chorus. You know, like, just, yo, hit a groove. Like,
they don't have the groove, though.
No, because they're, like, in their brain. You know,
well,
like, get out your
brain. That's the biggest problem.
Yes.
How do you get them out of their brain, Jude?
That's what I'm saying. Focus on what feels good to you.
Yeah, Root could be like my co-host on Sex With Emily. He knows. Focus on what feels good.
Yeah,
but sometimes we're so in our heads we can't even feel.
And you know what? To be fair, like, I have to talk during sex or else I get in my head. Like,
what do you talk about?
Just disgustingness. Whatever.
Yeah, like dirty talk.
Yeah,
right. But it keeps you, because it keeps you anchored and focused.
It keeps me focused.
Yeah.
If I get quiet, I start being like,
what am I doing?
Yeah,
does she
exactly.
not want to be there? Right? Why is she bumping around like a puppy?
Exactly.
What's her name again? Do you ever do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes, not with a new one.
Can't even remember. I got it.
I did
Boom.
Too. It's hard to remember names.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It took me 2 seconds, but I got that.
Dude, 2 seconds is better than never.
Yo, this chick, so like I went down on her and tossed her salad, and then she ghosted me. This was 10 years ago or something. And I was walking past her, and she was with her girls, and she said, hi. And I'm like, hey, what's up? I was like, do we know each other? And she was like, you ate my butthole. And I was like, oh, Kelly, well, you should have called me back. Like,
right.
Like, I would have totally remembered you.
Right.
Like,
did you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. When she's like,
she was just like, ugh, like, rolled her eyes. I was like, I'll see you later.
Yeah. Like, I'm supposed to remember. Do you know how many buttholes I've
ate? Yeah. You know how many buttholes I've ate?
Yeah. I know, like 10 years
Donald's,
ago.
Yeah, straight up. And it's like, yo, you're the one that ghosted me, dude. Like, now
you're
going to be cool on the sidewalk?
Yeah, you're like, you ghosted. You're dead. You filed that away.
Yeah,
the
I hit you.
Just move on.
I'm not going to stalk you. I hit her. Hey, that was cool. Like, you want to hang out again?
Yeah.
And then.
What happens? Do you get ghosted? Not now, because you're in a mature relationship.
And
have you ghosted people?
I do get ghosted. I got ghosted a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how does it feel?
Just as bad as ever. Like, it
right.
just feels really bad.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all you gotta do is be honest with me.
Right.
Like, it's so hard for people to be honest.
We had a few calls about ghosting tonight from women. They're like, I don't know why. Why guys ghost? Why do you ghost me? And they tell me the whole story. They met once and these things happen. But I think the sooner you just move through it and not worry about it, you'll never know. We think of the worst reasons why, and it's never going to be why you think anyway. It's just make up your own reason.
Yeah, not to me, look.
They got hit by a truck, but they didn't die.
Or I'm just like, to you're me, trying to keep it really nice.
I find it very rude. You know what I mean? Like, so why do I want to, like, I don't need an explanation of why you did that. Like, all I know is you were supposed to be here at 9.
Oh, so
you were calling me at 9:30 telling me that you were running late. We're not hanging out tonight. As a matter of fact, we don't even need to hang out at all.
That sucks. They said I'll be there at 9 and then 9:30 running late. I'm already tired.
Yeah, it's like, yo, you don't call me half hour after we're supposed to meet talking about...
Not cool.
You can't get there. And she wasn't... Like, I hate to break it to her, like, on the eating level chart, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a shark. She's a guppy. Like, yo, dude, like, I ghost you, to be real.
Right.
Yeah, you don't ghost me.
So, I hear.
It hurts. It still hurt my little heart, you know?
Aww, yeah. Little heart.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah,
it all hurts. Rejection's painful.
I know, but you guys gotta, like, ladies, when you get rejected, take a step back and just look at the dude and be like, really? Okay. Is he an astronaut? If he ain't an astronaut, like, don't even worry about it.
Right, move on. Yeah. Why do you think people ghost? Why do you think guys ghost?
Like, give me a for instance. Like, they have sex and never hit them again?
Something.
Or?
Okay, someone called her. She's 20, though. Like, guys in their 20s is very different. They'd gone out a few times. He's like, I want to see you later. And then she's like, yeah, let's meet up later. And then she texts him, and he just disappears. Like, he never texts her again. And maybe they made out. Or maybe had half sex. I don't know.
That's like a lack of backbone.
Just like...
I think the phones have turned us into cowards.
Me too.
And it makes... It's... Back in like the 1700s, like if your man said something, called me a liar, I like hit him in the face with a glove and we'd have to go have a duel. Like words really mean something.
Right.
Words are so cheap nowadays.
Exactly. It's true. Now we're like, but even in the 90s, 2000s, when we didn't have our cell phones, I don't know, maybe were people, I guess they're like, he blew me off, but I don't think that it was as easily, people weren't like just totally disappearing.
Yeah, this
people would call and be like, hey, it wasn't working. I've had to do that. I did that recently. Yeah. I went on a date with someone twice. I wasn't feeling it. And I was like, hey, don't feel this love connect. I didn't feel like I had to call, but I was like, don't feel this connection, but it's been really fun. Nice meeting you. Have a good summer.
Yeah.
And he said, you too, have a great summer. Remember that? But I felt like, I'm not going to ghost. I knew I wasn't into him. He already asked me out again. Just tell him. Be honest.
Yeah.
You have to tell him, like, the exact reasons.
Unless you really want it. Like, yeah, unless you really want, you know what I mean? But, like, for the most part.
It doesn't matter, though. Why do we need to know?
When the girl blew me off, I was like, I found that behavior to be very inconsiderate. I don't accept that.
Well, in a way,
I do not want to hang out. I don't want to hang out with you at all.
Well, that's what I think. If someone goes to, even if it's whether you've had sex with them or you promised a date on Friday and you don't show up, to me, there are so many goddamn single people in the world. There are more single people on this planet than ever before. Don't waste another second thinking about this person who didn't show up. They just showed you what they're going to do when, you know, you're giving birth to their child. They're going to be like, sorry, I couldn't make it. There was a sale at Walmart.
They're
not
going
to be a good father either or a good mother. You know what I'm saying? People show you. They're flaky there. They're going to be flaky in life.
Yeah. I would co-sign and get a notary to fucking pop. Bang. I totally agree with you all the way.
You get the notary. You do that if we were there.
Straight. That's how strong that co-sign is for you.
Yeah, it's true. What else? You got this girlfriend now. Where is she? Michigan?
Yep.
You going back and forth a lot?
We don't call each other that, but yeah, you know.
I'm sorry I said that.
No, you cool. But like, yeah, like I'm still like wilding out, but when I see her, we hang out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like, what are you looking for now? Like, how has it changed now that you're 41 than sex when you were 31?
Well, to be quite honest, I think I was too romantic. I was too romantic.
What do you mean? In your
30s? I'm going to like the Indian arranged marriage thing.
It kind of makes sense. You have no choice. You're like, here you go.
Yeah, it's just like, look, what do you like this old head over heels bullshit? You know, like, but what am I looking for? I want someone that likes Michigan. I want somebody with a high IQ. I want someone that's not going to be ugly because I don't want to have ugly kids. We got a good streak going with the Angelini family, so right. I don't
want
to break.
You want
that.
More kids?
What's that? Yeah, and I want more kids.
Okay,
and somebody that'd be into having more children, and she's nurturing.
Oh, you need that. Yeah, I get it. I mean, I need that too. Nurturing.
We all do.
True.
We all do.
So in the past, you're saying in your 30s, you thought it would be like this whole like amazing, tingly, like I will just know love for sight. Now you're like, it's a business cunt. Moved you like Michigan?
Yeah, straight up. It was like, it was, that's how it was approached with her. I was just like, straight up business kind of track. Like, are you into this? Are you into that? Are you into this? It's contingent on that. Like,
wow. And she was
like,
down.
Yeah, she was interested in it.
Okay. That's good.
I think so.
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Right? Porn and romance movies just ruin our brain.
They do, right?
It's fictional, yes.
It is. Romance movies do not happen. The sex doesn't happen like they happen there. And porn's also a misrepresentation of sex.
Straight up, yes. I know. I wish I could like take back my first 3 years of banging because I learned off of porn. You know,
right?
Like, it's not all jackhammer style. There's nowhere to go once you like.
No.
And that, I'm old now, so that's tiring as hell.
It is the jackhammer, but that's what you think because it feels good to you. What is your number one sex tip?
My number one sex tip? Wow. Shoot. Try to be in the moment.
Yeah, be present.
Yeah, be present with that person.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, I have to ask, you have a few would you rathers here that we do all our guests, right? All right,
sprinkle me.
Sprinkle you. Okay. Would you rather get a lap dance or a striptease?
I would, to be quite frank, I don't like either one of them.
Okay.
I like to, if I'm paying a sex worker, I would like to ejaculate.
Okay, got it. Would you rather have sex with a biter or a screamer?
Screamer, because that biting shit hurts.
It does.
And I can always just put a pillow over her mouth or just be like, shut up, take this dick.
Now I know what it's going. I know it's going down.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to find some. Okay. Would you rather be the submissive partner during sex or the dominant partner?
It was funny, man. I was looking into, it was a couple years ago. I was like looking into dominatrixes because all I do, I run my own show.
Yeah, dude.
I run my own show. I'm constantly courting women. I don't settle down. So it's, I'm making the decisions. I'm making all the decisions. Like, we're gonna eat here. You don't have to worry about this. I'm like, so. And when you're in a relationship, there's the push pull. You got to compromise. You got to give in sometimes. Sometimes you're alpha. Other times you're the beta. So, like, hadn't been beta in fucking 8 years.
Right.
So I was finna go get whooped. But like, I ain't like the way it smelled in those places.
No,
it smells like a gym. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe your partner would be cool. Maybe she. Yeah, you don't want that in your BDSM room.
Yeah.
Would you rather have kinky sex or romantic sex?
Kinky. Yeah, probably kinky.
I didn't know you're 41 now.
You can have kinky sex with someone you love. You know what I mean?
Totally, dude.
So like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, you don't have the Madonna horror thing.
There was one time I was sleeping with a porn star while she was on ecstasy, and I tried to have nice romantic sex with her and she curbed the shit out of me after that. Hell yeah, she didn't want no romance. She wanted me to beat it up. I was like, damn, never again. I'm learning my lesson, never again.
Brought her rose petals and
I was just like, girl, I'm going way softer than I usually go. And I hit her up, I was like, hey, you want to hang out again? Yeah, I'm kind of busy. I'm like, oh shoot. I tried it like twice.
Would you rather your girlfriend was an ex-porn star or your sister was currently a porn star?
Shit. I would... If my girlfriend was an ex-porn star or my...
Or your sister. It's tough, I know.
I would... My sister, I guess?
Okay. You don't want your girlfriend to be an ex-porn star.
She's living her best life. What's that?
So you wouldn't want your ex-girlfriend to be a porn star is what you're saying?
Nah.
No.
Got
it. You just want to have sex with them.
And the thing, yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Because it's not just that. Like, I figure if you got some porn stuff going on, there's some deeper things under there.
All right. Okay.
That's all.
Dude, yeah. I got it. That was good.
Let's get to Morgan. All right. 36 in Illinois, who needs some anal tips.
Hey, Morgan. I can help you with this. What's going on?
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, Lily. So my boyfriend and I have been together for about 2.5 years. We don't get to see each other often, maybe a couple times a month just because of our schedules. So sex life is great. Like, it's still super exciting. We're having a ton of fun. And he recently told me that he's interested in going down the anal path with me. And I know he has had anal sex before. I have never done it before.
Okay.
So we had one time where, like, he used his finger on me and it went well. Now the last time we were together, we tried to move on to the, you know, actually him inserting himself in, and he couldn't get it in. I don't know, like, if he wasn't hard enough, if...
Yeah, I'll tell you everything that happened.
What the problem was.
Okay, Morgan, here's the deal with anal. You can't go from, like, zero to penis at all. Like, you just, you have to really... Like, I like that the finger felt good. That's a great way to start. But you, the important thing for women, like, first-time anal, is to be really relaxed, to already be aroused. Like, you want to be turned on. You want to have gone down in you. You want at least maybe had an orgasm already, and you're, like, just breathing, and you're relaxed. And then... You know, play with a finger first, like you said, and hopefully he's using a lot of lube. Like, my number one tip for anal is, like, lube. Like, more lube than you thought. Like, you need lube on your bed. Lube on every nightstand. By your nightstand. And then you want to make sure that you're relaxed and that he's going in very slow. And what happens is, since it's new to us, to you having anal, for many women, we just, like, tense. We're like, oh, it's going to hurt. And then that clenching, it does hurt, and it can be painful. So really, just a matter of relaxing, having him go slow, making sure you're already super turned on. He can give you, like, a butt massage. He can just warm you up. So that's probably what happened. If there wasn't lube and there wasn't warm-up, he probably wasn't that he wasn't hard. It just wasn't executed in the way that would have been best for both of you.
Two more questions about that. So it was round two. I had already had an orgasm. So my questions then are position and lube. We were using the Woomore Play.
Okay.
So is that the right lube to use?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Woomore Play is awesome for anal because it's great for massage and it's coconut oil. Yeah. I approve.
Okay. And then position. Like, what's the best position?
Honestly, like, you get to choose. I think for many people, like, a beginner position could be like a spooning position, could be great. Because then you're more in control if he's behind you, like in the spooning position. And also, not doggy style, I think missionary too, if you have like a pillow under your butt, like lifting you up or under your back, and he can kind of slide it in that way so you're like comfortable on your back, but like with the being lifted up.
That's my favorite.
Oh, God, you scared me.
You said I could talk, right?
You can talk, but I'm not used to it.
Sorry.
Your voice is so deep. I'm just co-signing you. I love it. Wait, which is your favorite? This is Jude. He's on Shade 45.
And I'm a slut. Yeah. I like what do you girl like? On her back.
And then it's like missionary, but going in the butt.
Yeah, that way she can stimulate herself.
Right.
Easier.
She still has clitoris. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
And you can actually see her. So
it's
like,
hot.
Yeah. You know, if like you're going too hard or this or that, yeah. You just communicate.
Right. Yeah, it's much better to communicate that way. I think you do want some eye contact, especially if it's your first time.
Yeah, we were like doggy style, and I think I was clenching, so okay, that's really helpful.
Did it breathe. Hurt? Did it hurt you, or you just couldn't get it in?
It hurt, yeah. Which one?
He said two fingers in, or one and a half finger in, so we had already tried warming me up, but I don't know, it did kind of hurt, but I didn't stop him. I think he just got frustrated.
Maybe.
Because he couldn't really get it in. I don't think he was hard enough personally, but I don't know.
Too.
Is that even a thing?
Yes,
is that a thing where penises don't get hard? Is it a thing where penises...
You get all nervous trying to put your...
It doesn't have to be hard enough to go in.
It does have to be hard enough to go in. I think putting a flaccid penis in the anus would be not easy. It wouldn't go in. So maybe you got nervous.
Go ahead.
Unless what?
Okay.
Unless she's crying.
Unless she's crying. Yeah. Anyway, thanks, Morgan. Let me know how it goes. We'll be here for you. Okay, thanks.
Sorry.
Your voice is so... Oh, my God.
You jumped so high.
No, sorry about that.
I'm so in the zone. No, I love it that you're here. Rude's a professional. Rude, Jude.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have any anal tips now? Because we only have another minute till we go to break. So anything spark your interest?
I always start off by eating her butt, and then I go to finger.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to sodomize her, the least you can do is eat her butt.
If she wants you. But then can you tell what if she doesn't want you to?
Well, then I would lay back on the trying to go with sodomy, because she doesn't want the tongue. She ain't going to want the pee-pee, man. No, sir.
Right, so start with that. Just go right down to the ass, and that's a good way to know. Get your answer yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I like it. Rude Jude, Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
This was so fun. Okay, we can find you everywhere at One More Jude on Instagram.
Yep.
Or at All Out Show.
OneMoreJude.com.
OneMoreJude.com.
Just has everything.
Has all the things. Check them out on Shade 45, 1 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get into your questions.
We do have an embarrassing sex moment that someone needs help with.
All right.
Her name is Angie, 30, in Canada. She writes, "Hi, Emily. Just discovered your show this week, and it's been so helpful on so many levels. I love it. I've always had issues getting out of my head during sex and being able to just enjoy the moment and let go. So because of that, I've rarely orgasmed or come. I'm working on that, though, and getting better. My issue is super embarrassing. I've accidentally farted during sex before, which is usually small, and I can move past it. Things happen. But about 6 years ago, a guy was going down on me, and I, out of nowhere, accidentally let out a giant fart in his face. Mortifying. It has me so nervous that one day it's going to happen again. I want to relax, but I also don't want to be that girl who farts when she's turned on. Oh my God. How on earth do I get past this and hopefully not fart during those moments of release?"
Wow. Angie, thank you for your email. Now listen, you guys. Sex can be messy. Sex is a lot of things. It is not perfect and pretty like we see in the movies. And just so you know, Angie, we get so many questions about this. We get so many questions of people being embarrassed about farting and squirting and queefing and all the different things. And I really think the best thing to do if this happens to you in the moment is you just laugh it off and move on. But the thing that I'm hearing you now, Angie, is you're stuck in this 6 years ago. And I understand that that was mortifying. You were 24 years old and it never happened and it was in his face and maybe he reacted in a weird way. And then you're like, no, I cannot let myself go again. And so I feel like that the best thing to do is really just, it's all about you picturing yourself, maybe when you're masturbating, like picturing yourself receiving pleasure from a partner and having an amazing orgasm and it just feels so good and how it's going to feel with your partner. Because the more you revisit, it's almost like a mini trauma. Mm-hmm. You know, we have like big traumas and small, big T's, little T trauma. That's kind of traumatic. Because you keep thinking about it and thinking about it. You're asking me a question about something that happened 6 years ago. And you realize that a lot of our sexual challenges are actually around things that happened once. Like you came too quickly. Now you're premature ejaculator, you know, forever. Or you know, your partner shamed you about something in your body and now you can't get naked. It's like we just have to remember that that's in our mind and we have a power to change all of this. So I feel like it's through masturbation, it's through manifesting, and also knowing this, Angie, if it happens again, you fart in your partner's face, it happens again, you can just laugh it off. You're not going to die. I think people expect these things are going to happen. And just know that even if it happens, it's not life or death. She took it to this dramatic,
yeah.
Oh my God, my life is over. I can never receive pleasure again. And that's what she escalated that into this really like, you know, the fight or flight. And now she can't enjoy sex. So I feel like the more you just start loving up at yourself when you're masturbating and manifest and think about a better version of it, then that's what you got to do. And then know if it happens again, you're going to laugh it off and keep going. It's not a big deal. I've totally done that before. Yeah, probably during oral. I don't even remember because I know that like, if I'm having sex with someone, they've gotten that far to be in my bedroom or I'm in there and we're having sex, it is not somebody that's going to care if I'm messy or dirty mm-hmm. or if I do anything that's weird because I'm not weird. Like, I don't judge people like that. So I don't even expect that someone's going to judge me. And let's just say this happened. Let's just say I farted on someone's face and then they were like, oh my God, gross. I'd be like, your Uber will be here in 2 minutes.
Yes.
Because you're not my guy. Like, you're not my guy that
no.
freaked you out. Like, whose brother didn't sit on their face or do weird shit like that? Like,
right?
I'm not saying
that's
it's
so
ideal.
True.
Yeah. Like, he still does, my brother. Like, he still does shit to me like that.
Yes.
Right? So I'm just saying it's like, we are so... it wasn't pristine and perfect. I think this blows the whole thing that sex is supposed to be perfect wide open. Like, let it go.
We have Vanessa, who's 24 in Rhode Island. She wrote, "Hi, Emily. I've been listening to your show for a while now, and it's actually helped me discover sex toys, which I love. I usually go online to order my sex toys, but I hate the week wait to get them in the mail. I just have this fear of going into the sex store. I went in once with my friends and saw all old men. I feel very awkward going in by myself, and I'm not sure how to get over that fear. I feel like people are going to judge me going in there to buy a dildo when in reality, they're all there for the same reason. What should I do to get over my fear? Thank you.
All right, Vanessa. I'm so glad you found the show. And I get that it's kind of a lot easier these days to order online. And I also understand that it can be really nerve-wracking to like walk into a store and be like, I am here to buy a sex toy, even though that's their job. And so I have to say that like my first experience of actually seeing a sex toy store was like I was in Michigan. I'm from Michigan, driving to Chicago, and there was this little place called, what did we say, like Lover's Lane or something? Not Lover's Lane. That's the one we like. It was called Magic Touch or something. Velvet Touch. Off the road, if you guys know, and you're from Michigan, you can probably see it. And it was that. It was like had the neon lights flashing, and it was like kind of this seedy place. And you went in there, and it was like, oh my God, I've got to get out of here quick. But these days, I got to be honest, Vanessa, I know you said when you went into a weird seedy place, but they're mostly not like that anymore, first of all. And if you're in Rhode Island, you can go into New York City. You can go to Babeland. Mm-hmm. Babeland is a great store. I mean, you go in there and it's like you're hanging with your best friends, really. And the workers are, you know, they're actually there to help you, you know, navigate this whole wonderful world of sex toys. So once I can tell you, like walking to Babeland, like you're never going to want to leave. Or if you find like a sex positive store in your area, I was going to look up Rhode Island, but I didn't have a chance to see what's around there. But I'm telling you, I don't think, you know, I feel like it would be like my experience since going into Good Vibrations when I was like 22 years old, off the bus from Michigan, just arrived in San Francisco. And Good Vibrations has been around for, I don't know now, what is it, 40 years or something? And you walk in and there's just a bunch of people. It's like a bright lit store and like there's a bunch of colorful toys everywhere. And they're just like, hi, can I help you? I was like, I've never bought a toy before. And they know, they've heard this before. They're like, great, how can I help? What? Let's go over here. And they're like, well, you know, I think I probably said I'd never had an orgasm. That's where I was at. I'd never really had one. So they walked me through the clitoris. They just explained it to me. And like, I went home with like a G-spot book and toys. And I think I just got rid of them, my first toys, because I had to clean out my garage. I was holding on to them for nostalgic reasons. Well,
yeah, but for you, you do have kind of it would be like, I feel like years from now too, having your evolution of toys, there will be some kind of museum, and it would be
there will be a museum,
and it will be the Emily Moore section, and it will be Sex with Emily, and it will be that
they will be clean.
They will be clean.
Yes,
but I could see that happening. I feel like
I think so too.
People
I feel
would
that
flock
vibe.
To that.
They would flock to that.
I think they would.
I know every toy in the book. So yeah, I mean, and Vanessa, you could also review them, I guess, on Yelp. I'm sure Yelp does a thing of sex toy stores. I do everything on Yelp. Not a sponsor, but I do. I'm just like, where am I in the world? Like I've done it in different countries, in different cities. So I feel like it's going to be a great experience for you just to walk in the store and ask for what you want and listen. They have great information. You can also order it from our website too. But I think a toy is a big investment. So if you live near one of these great sex positive toy stores, go in there and like take a gander. And they're not like pushy. Like they are trained in these stores. Like they know that you're coming in there and you might never have an orgasm. You've never been into a sex toy. You have to assume, just like I assume every night. It's the same thing, you guys. Sex is a very scary topic. I understand that. I assume every night here on the show that you guys are just driving along. Maybe you've never heard the show. Maybe you've never listened or you've never talked to anybody ever in your life about your sex life and you're calling in. And I get that. So there's that. I have that. Like I'm not assuming that you guys are comfortable with this or you even have, like I said, talked about it. So sex, these stores that you go into are the same. Like they get how charged it is. They get that you don't know. And they're just there to kind of make it an easy experience. They're like your sex toy concierge.
I will say, even back before, like when I was 18 and I was going into one of those random shops that I just saw on the street because I was buying something for a friend, they were also like, while it was a little like not as inviting as like when I went to Good Vibrations in San Francisco, like they were not pushy though. They weren't like, you have to buy this toy. Like you need to stick this in your vagina and buy it. Like they were very nice.
Exactly.
They were very nice.
They're not like used car salesmen or anything.
Exactly.
They're not like, you better. We got 2-for-1 here on the rabbit dildo. Like, they're not going to say that. They're going to be like kind, loving. Really.
I'm just imagining how that would go down. I would be so fucking scared.
2 for the price of 1.
I would just back out of the store. Just
exactly.
Like, no, this is not.
Well, I think because she had a bad experience. So just remember, you guys, whatever's holding you back right now, like if you're just listening to this and you're like, I could never do that sexually, or I could never do that. Whatever it is probably something based in fear. Something bad happened once. You experienced it one time. It wasn't great. And so now it's holding you back from something in your life. It could be sexually or professionally.
This is from Bobby, who's 41 in Georgia. Hi, Dr. Emily. In the last couple years, my wife has gotten a little bit heavier. When we try doggy style, it's harder to get into her and stay in. Any help?
All right, Bobby, I do have help for you. So here's the thing. There is a book, first of all, that is like my Bible. It's called Curvy Girl Sex. It's about, you know, being curvy, having a little more weight on you. How do you modify certain sex positions? So I feel like this position can be helped with a few things. Putting a pillow under her butt or her pelvic area can really help her elevate. So if you're having doggy style, and you could also do it. So for any position you're doing, a pillow, and this goes for everybody, to be honest, that when you elevate your pelvic floor, it can be easier to penetrate, to go inside a woman, or when you put under your bum, it can also help. And also putting your legs closer together is something that can help. And also doing it off the side of the bed. So here's the thing about doggy style. If you like doggy style, she could still be on the bed and you could be off of the bed. And so you could still be able to penetrate her from behind when she's on the bed. And this can also be helpful for pregnancy sex as well. We've got some of those questions coming in. So what other positions? Doggy style, standing up, or some of the other things?
I think that people forget to with doggy, like, I really like to be like flat.
Yeah.
And then, like, I feel like that helps. Like, a lot of times I feel like you have to have your, like,
legs
like,
closer.
Legs, like, you have to be like up. And yeah, like, I think on
people think
fours,
you have to be like a dog.
Like, literally like a dog.
You're right. People don't think to modify it. You could go half down. You could go all the way flat. Put your legs closer together. That could also help with you if you're slipping out. That could help as well to modify it. But you're right. You guys have fun with these positions. You're there's no like sex police. So if you're in a position that's gotten a little stale, you're like, we always do missionary. There are so many ways to mix up the missionary position just by moving your legs, putting your legs over your partner's shoulders, or leaving one leg down, one leg up, like sitting up together. So you're like holding each other. There's a lot of different ways to make it interesting because sex is going to get stale and it's going to get boring. And essentially, I'm here to help you make it more interesting.
People are really into positions right now. So we have an Instagram question from a 26-year-old female. I'm not confident being on top, but would really like to be. How?
Ooh, okay, you want to rock woman on top. I hear you. So I think that the thing to do is to know that, like, to do something that makes you feel sexy. So you could be wearing something, like, you don't have to get to, if it's about your body, you could be wearing something on you that makes you feel great. But also, here's the thing about woman on top. You are in control of the depth and you're in control of the motion and the way you're moving. So really, if you understand your body, like, the thing that's going to help most with the confidence is if you actually know what feels good to you and you know how to move. So a lot of that can be done during, you know, masturbation and figuring out your own body. But I think on top, it's just a matter of practice. And it's a matter of knowing that your partner is having sex with you and they want to be with you and focusing more on being in your body, which is a practice. It's a lifetime practice. I think a lot of us, one of the biggest challenges I think we all have is we are too in our head during sex and we're not in the moment. And I think we're thinking too much. How am I looking on top? How am I looking on the bottom? What's my orgasm face? But when you can kind of practice just breathing deep, when you find that you're getting distracted and just kind of moving and really paying attention, like, how does it feel now with my body on top of my partner? How do I want to move here? It actually will allow you to find what feels good. And then, and as a result, that will give you more confidence. So it just takes a little practice and patience and being confident. Sometimes you got to, I hate saying you fake it till you make it, but in a way, like, if you can just say, like, I'm going to just suspend this. I'm going to be like, I might be overthinking this, but I'm really going to try to move right now what feels good to me. And then you might go back to being in your head, and then you can go back to moving how you want. So it's a practice. Thanks, everyone, for listening and for supporting the show, telling a friend, reviewing us, wherever you listen to the show, and subscribing. And thank you to my amazing team, Ken, Kristen, Michelle, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.